And we are back here on Mining Stock Daily. Thank you so much for tuning back in. We have some more corporate commentary this afternoon. Happy to be welcomed by the CEO of Ascot Resources. Ascot trades on the TSX with the symbol AOT. And Mr. CEO, Mr. Derek White. How are you, Derek? Welcome back.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor, for having me on the show.
The last time you and I spoke was mid-December. That was right after you announced a big financing package for the Premier Gold Mine. But the latest news the last couple of weeks really has been you've been really successful adding more ounces into this project. So let's really kick things off about from the day zone to the north there that you've been adding more ounces at really good grades. 23.2 grams per ton gold over 2 meters was one of the highlights, you know, and you really did a good job breaking this down. You kind of posed to our listeners a while back that this would probably be a good spot to add more ounces to Premier if you were going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what we really were able to do this summer and into the fall was drill areas that were not too far away from existing underground infrastructure. And that really, you know, probably the number one area that we really did well on was the day zone, which is just west of Big Missouri. And the drill results this year, the assay results have taken a long time for us to get back. And so, the, you know, the timing between when we actually make these announcements and when we actually did the drilling is a few months or more than a few months. But really what would happen is we'd stepped out in August about 300 meters to the west of Big Missouri Mine. And we were able to locate some pretty good zones that looked very similar. There seemed to be some continuity. And then, you know, these latest results, really, we'd gone north of that. And north of that, about 150 meters north of the first hit, we've also, you know, been able to find some pretty good grades. And so it seems to us that those zones seem to have a good north-south extension. We obviously don't know how far that is, so we've kind of got to infill, if you like, east-west between where the mining infrastructure is and where our first hits were, and then we've got to find out the lateral extent on a north-south kind of area. So obviously a lot to do next year in terms of following up on that. But what's really nice about this, Trevor, is that it's so close to our underground infrastructure, meaning that, you know, we don't have to build standalone access to these things. We're already, it comes into the area that we're developing in the first part of mining the deposit. So this is not in our mine plan right now, but, you know, with some luck next year on infill drilling, we'll be able to convert it into the mine plan and infill that. So that, so the day zone for us represents a really, really good opportunity to add more ounces into the mine plan and also to expand the number of ounces as we move north-south.
Derek, I'm not the mine engineer. You are, but kind of looking at the image that you shared in that news release that was dated back January 18th, if you look at the infrastructure you do have in place from Big Missouri, I mean, your head's kind of got to be turning here about, like, where could some good access points come from what your current infrastructure to where you're seeing this mineralization. I mean, it looks like you have some options here.
Yeah, we do have a few different options. And I think before we really make a good decision on access, we probably want to get a better feel of the north-south extent of this. So there's on that picture that you're referring to, there's kind of a little bend or kink, and just off that area is really pretty close. And so that's, for us, a really easy development. But we obviously want to try and go north-south so we can see how this does, you know, how far does this plane out. Now, a similar situation to some level also exists in the Premier West, which we announced much earlier last, you know, probably in the fall last year. And right near the 609 zone, we have another zone that seems to be right in underground infrastructure. And we've been doing some drilling kind of around that area. And we went about 1,000 meters out from that across the, there's a fault in the Cascade Fault. And we'd known that there have been a little bit of historic mining and there were some geochemical anomalies, but we're seeming to pick up this other area called Woodbine, which we didn't know a lot about. We just released some results about that. And that looks pretty interesting to us. We've had only a few holes in there, hit some interesting grades and a little more base metals, which is what we saw in the original Premier Mine back in the 1920s, where they hit what they call the glory zone, where they had, you know, kind of gold, silver, lead, zinc. And we had a picture of, I think, core in that press release, and it looks almost identical to the Premier core. So That's obviously another area that we want to try and do more drilling next summer, and try and get in there. You know, it's lower elevation, and there seems to be different lenses and other opportunities for us in that area as well. So, and that again is not very far away from the mill. So Premier West, same thing, very close to underground infrastructure, and then across the other side of the creek on the Woodbine, you know, to try and follow up on that. So obviously next year is going to be a busy year. And despite the fact that the company is obviously very focused on getting the mine up and running and doing the construction of that, we still will be doing the exploration to add more ounces, because these ounces are so close to areas that, you know, that can don't need a lot of infrastructure to bring them into the mine plan.
Yeah, a couple of highlights that were reported today from Woodbine: 29.6 grams per ton gold and 32.7 grams per ton silver, over some a narrow margin, 1.73 meters, but there was also a wider 8.7 meter interval that graded 1.75 grams per ton gold and 148 0.3 grams per ton silver. So I mean, pretty decent silver grades, and all in all, so is this area starting to look like a gold deposit with a silver kicker?
Well, yeah, you know, back in the day when they mined Premier, they produced quite a lot of silver, and they actually ran a lead zinc circuit as well as a byproduct.
Oh, really?
So if this turns out to be similar to Premier, you know, we'll have to have a better look at that. So, you know, obviously still early days, but certainly from the first exploration holes, looking quite interesting and definitely a good target for follow-up. So, you know, the nice thing about what we have going for us is that we don't really have to go all over the property right now. There we have a lot of targets, but there's just a lot of stuff right in front of us, right close to where we already are. And obviously we want to try and get that into the resources as quickly as possible.
Yeah. Do you go back and do some sort of technical resource estimate on these specific areas you've been drilling, or how do you add that into your mining?
Well, we make a mine plan that isn't for public consumption, based on our confidence of conversion.
Okay.
And obviously, you know, to get a QP to sign off, we have to infill drill it. So we have to have spacing that's tight enough, but we have our own internal mine plan of what we actually think we're going to mine and how we're going to do it. And obviously we see quite a few, probably 5 or 6 more years of mine life than what you would see in the public domain, based on our confidence that we should have an ability to convert some of that.
Let's do a real quick follow-up with you, Derek, since we haven't talked to you since the announcement of the financing. But is there any updates you can give us on maybe you know, lead orders, some of the development, really the construction of the mine, anything that you could share?
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we when you finish a feasibility study, you go into kind of pre-construction engineering, and we're working with Consultech, who's the lead engineer on that, and a construction firm called Merit. And we complete that in late February. But, you know, we are looking at the motors that we need and the related electrical. We're ordering that. That's a long lead time item. We're certainly working through and optimizing the plant. So we've made a lot of progress in making, I say, small refinements to the feasibility study that can improve things. And then really the next big ones for us are going to be the thickener and the clarifier, and you know, we still have a little more work to do on that, but we are making pretty good progress. So there's kind of two big things that are going on for us as we get into February. One is all the optimizations that we're doing, and two, kind of having what we would call the definitive execution plan for construction. And you know, I think as we get to that, that just makes our plans for the summer you know, better. We also want to be going underground, so we're starting to work on an underground exploration license, which allows us to start in some of the infill, which is more efficient drilling for us than from surface. So, you know, we're making progress, and we're starting to get there. And, you know, this looks like it's going to all happen now, and having the finance behind us is good. And now it's really a matter of getting the ball mill and the SAG mill, getting the final permit amendment, and then executing on the construction.
All from the confines of your own basement office, Derek.
Yes. Well, you know, generally, Stewart has been pretty good. They haven't had a lot of COVID. Unfortunately, they had a couple cases in the last few days. And I think also Brucejack had a few cases going on. But I'm hopeful that, you know, as time goes on, by the summertime, hopefully things will get back to normal and I'll actually be back up on site there.
Yeah, yeah. Well, wouldn't that be nice? I mean, I think it'd be nice for everybody, especially for a CEO who's building a mine and hasn't been there in quite some time.
Yeah, for sure.
All in the name of safety, though. You know, Derek, talk to us. You know, it'll probably be a couple of weeks until you and I catch up and touch base once again. So, you know, what are something, will you have, do you think you'll have more news out in the next coming weeks?
Yeah, I think the next big things, you know, this was the last drill results that we had from 2020. And so now we've got all our results back. I think the big news for us is really probably threefold. One, making the announcement of the permanent amendment application. Two, completing the basic engineering, you know, and then three, getting ready for the drill program and where we're going to prioritize the drill program in 2021. And then as we move into May and June, it's really, you know, getting the ball mill and the sag mill to site and starting the construction and then starting the underground and other drilling. So there's still a fair bit of news to come across the next few months.
All right. Thanks, Derek. Look forward to the next time you and I catch up. And until then, be safe and all the best to you.
Yeah, same to you, Trevor. Thank you.
It's Derek.
Bye-bye.
It's Derek White. He's the CEO of Ascot Resources. Again, they trade on the TSX with the symbol AOT and also on the OTCQX with AOTVF.
The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decision.